my last broadcast, I began a message entitled, What Nobody But Jesus Can Offer You. And we were studying Jesus healing the paralyzed man in Mark chapter 2. What did Jesus offer that paralyzed man in Mark chapter 2? You'll find out today as we take a look in the book.
Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring you a series of messages out of the book of Mark. So get close to your radio and listen now as we take a look in the book.
To one of these other places trying to get cured of a problem, a lot of time you keep relapsing and you keep relapsing and you'll do good for a month or 2 months, but you'll relapse because they ain't got to the root of the problem. Lord have mercy. Because the problem is sin. Lord have mercy. Now listen. Now don't go off the deep end on me this morning. Don't think that every time a person is sick, amen, that they done sin. Amen. Be careful this morning now. Don't think because you see somebody coughing this morning that you say, now I wonder what sin they committed. They over there, they got the flu. I mean, what did they do? What sin was that? No. But at the same time, don't ignore it. Don't go to the opposite extreme and thinking that there is no connection between a physical problem and sin. And see, only Jesus can diagnose it. You can't play doctor. Did you hear what I said? You can't go around playing doctor. Say, I know her problem. No, you don't know her problem. Only Jesus. Amen. See, that's why the Bible says that if any man is sick among you, in James chapter 5, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray the prayer of faith, anointing him with oil. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And I'll raise him up. And if he committed any sins, he says it'll be forgiven him. Sometimes the thing that's blocking your blessing, that's what I want you to know, is your sin. Did you hear what I say? Sometimes the things that blocking your blessing is there's a sin problem. You say, why come I can't get a better job? It could be a sin problem. You say, well, why come they can get new cars and houses? Why I can't get no? Well, it could be. I ain't playing no spiritual doctor. I'm just saying it could be. Amen. You need to go check that out. You know. Don't play that with me. You know when you done somebody wrong. You know. You don't have to call the pastor and say, Pastor, you know. No, you don't have to call me. As a matter of fact, the thought come to your mind, you need to call the pastor to find out, you know, did I say the wrong thing? No. Your conscience, God gave you a conscience. And if you saved, you got the Holy Spirit. You got both of them. The Holy Spirit lets you know before you go, you do it. The Holy Spirit said, don't go there. But you say, well, I ain't letting her get away. She needs to know how I feel. And then your conscience bothers you afterwards. So you got something that tells you beforehand, and you got something that bothers you afterhand. Lord, have mercy. Nobody but Jesus can offer the forgiveness of sin. But notice, nobody but Jesus can forgive sins. Nobody but Jesus can forgive sin. That's Roman number 2. Nobody but Jesus can forgive sin. Look at the text here. Verse 6. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their heart, why does this man thus speak a blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God only? The Bible says, but there was certain scribes. Who was the scribes? The scribes was the religious leaders there. They was your theologians of their day. They was the Bible scholars in their day. What are the scribes doing there? Because this is in Capernaum. This is up there in Galilee. This is the poor folks part of town. But what is all of these theologians that come from Jerusalem, about 70 some miles away, what are they doing up there in Jesus' hometown? I believe that they are tracking him down. And they are spying on Jesus. Sitting on the front row. Lord have mercy. Not everybody come to church for the right reason. Don't ever think that, boy, I know I got me a good husband because he go to church every Sunday. Lord have mercy. You better go a little bit deeper than that. He better have something more to offer than just showing up for church. The scribes showed up for church. And they was up to no good. The Bible said, see, I believe that the Sanhedrin court, the Supreme Court of Jesus' day down in Jerusalem, they had commissioned these scribes. Y'all check him out, because this man is attracting all these crowds and look like the whole world is following Jesus. We better check out his theology and make sure this itinerary preacher, this old po' boy preacher here, is preaching the right thing here. And so they sitting there as a critic to check out what he was saying. And they picked up on something. Jesus said, thy sins be forgiven. They said, why does this man speak blasphemy? They charged Jesus with blasphemy. Now, what is blasphemy? They're basically saying he's saying something that's inappropriate about God. He's saying something that don't square with God. He's saying something that's not right about God. Actually, he's insulting God. That's the sin of blaspheming. Yeah, it's where you are insulting God. And so they said he's insulting God when he's told this man that sins be forgiven thee. He has blasphemed you. And according to Leviticus 24 and 16, the Bible says if any man commit the sin of blasphemy, he's to be stoned to death. So in their mind, they say this man ought to be stoned to death. And here talking about he's offering this man the forgiveness of sin. And then they say, who can forgive sins but God only? They say, God is the only one that can forgive sin. Now you think about it. They said two things here. Why does this man blaspheme you? Who can forgive sin but God only? In other words, Jesus either blaspheme you or Jesus is God. It's got to be one or the other. But nobody but Jesus ever claimed to forgive a person of sin. Oh, yes, Moses was a great man. He had great authority. He commanded over 2 million Israelites, and they walked across the sea, Red Sea, on dry land. But Moses never had the authority to forgive one person of sin. Joshua was a great man, had a great army, and he took his army into the promised land, and they began to conquer the promised land little by little. But Joshua never had the authority to forgive sins. David was a great man, was the greatest king of Israel, but David didn't even have that kind of authority to forgive somebody of sins. Jesus commissioned his disciples to do all kind of miracles, even cast out demons, but Jesus never commissioned his disciples to have authority to forgive of sins. Even Elijah and Samuel and some of the other great prophets, they done all kind of miracles, but they didn't have the power to forgive of sins. For that matter, no religious leader, ladies and gentlemen, ever made the claim to offer the forgiveness of sins. Mohammed, the leader of Islam, he never, ladies and gentlemen, offered the forgiveness of sin. Buddha never offered the forgiveness of sin. Confucius never offered the forgiveness of sin. Only Jesus offered the forgiveness of sins. Our problem is sin, and only Jesus can remove our sins. And only God can do that. So Jesus either committed the sins of blaspheming you, or Jesus is God. I believe Jesus is God. In the beginning, John said, "Was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And the Bible says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelled among us." Is Jesus illustrating to us this morning that he's God in the flesh? Nobody ever made the claim to forgive you of sins. Nobody but Jesus. But nobody but Jesus proved that he has the authority to forgive of sin. That's the third point. Nobody but Jesus proved that he has the authority to forgive us of our sins. Look at what Jesus says right here in the text, verse number 8. "And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said to them, why reason ye these things in your heart? What is easier to say to the sick of the palsy, that sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise, take up thy bed and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, he said to the sick of the palsy, I say to thee, arise, take up thy bed, go thy way into thine house." Notice, that would have freaked me out right there, ladies and gentlemen. Because these scribes that's sitting down in the VIP section, if you please, thinking they very important person, sitting right up front, are reasoning in their heart. They didn't say this. They thought this. And Jesus read what they thought. I would say that's enough right there. You don't have to do nothing else. You can read minds and hearts. That's good enough. You got. Nobody can read your heart or your mind. Jesus said, since y'all hear reasoning in your heart, he said, which is easier to say to the palsy, your sins be forgiven, or to say, arise, take up your bed and walk? Which is easier to say? Now think about it. Which is easier to say? It's easy to say your sins are forgiven. That's an easy thing to say. Your sins are forgiven. That's an easy thing to say to a man that's laying down in the bed that can't walk. Your sins are forgiven. It's easier to say that than to get up and walk, man. But Jesus said, so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth. He says, I say to you, man, take up your bed. In other words, you don't even need somebody to take your bed. You can take your bed for you. You can take it yourself. In other words, this is going to be a real miracle. He said, take up your bed. Walk unto that house. Go on back home. And you can take your own bed. How many of you know that when you first come to Jesus, you are a cripple? You are dependent on somebody else. But when you really come to Christ, and Christ began to do a surgery in your heart, you can stand on your own two feet. You may need somebody else to carry you. But once Jesus has empowered you with power on high, you'll be able to carry somebody else. Lord have mercy. Nobody but Jesus. Prove that he has the authority to forgive you of sins. Because the same one who has the authority to forgive you of sin also paid for your sins. Yeah. Yeah, let's say you had a $1 trillion debt that you owed somebody. You owed somebody $1 trillion, and you know that you couldn't pay them back if you had 20 lifetimes. But because this man was such a compassionate man, such a generous man, this man says, listen, your financial debt, this $1 trillion debt is forgiven. I'm going to wipe the slate clean of this $20 debt. As a matter of fact, not only I'm going to do it like that, I'm going to come and pay for it. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what happened with Jesus Christ. We had a sin debt that we could never repay. But God the Father loved us so much that he sent his only begotten Son to die on Calvary's cross to pay for every one of your sins, your past, your present, and your future. He paid for them all. Also, when Jesus says your sins are forgiven, the one who has the authority to forgive you your sins is also the same one who can pay for your sins. Listen, listen, listen. Why is it that some folks go to heaven and some folks go to hell? It's not because the folks that go to heaven are better than those folks that go to hell. Don't ever think that you're going to heaven because you're better than somebody else. But you're going to heaven all because you done been forgiven. And this other person has not been forgiven. See, the thing, the common denomination that all of us going to have in heaven is everybody in heaven is forgiven people and everybody in hell are unforgiven people. They didn't get their sins forgiven. As a result, they got to pay for their own sins. But your sins have been paid for by the precious blood of Jesus. Lord, have mercy. The one who has the authority to forgive us our sin is also the same one who paid for our sin. Listen, listen. Some people got it wrong. They think that Christian people are perfect people. No, no. Christian people are not perfect people. Newsflash, newsflash, newsflash. Christians are not perfect people. Christians are forgiven people. None of us in here are perfect, but we're going to go to heaven all because we done been forgiven. So don't let your sins keep you out of heaven today. You make sure you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and Jesus can forgive you. He's offering today forgiveness of sin. Your friend can offer you a car. Your friend can offer you some money. Your friends can offer you a house. But only Jesus can offer the forgiveness of sins. You say, "My pastor, you don't know what I've done." I don't care what you've done. Jesus can forgive you for that. But you say, "Pastor, I'm a liar." Jesus died for liars. He can forgive you for that. You'll say, "Well, I'm a dope addict. I've been on drugs many years." Jesus can forgive you for that. You'll say, "But I'm a gambler and I'm a pretty bad man." I don't care how bad you are. Jesus can forgive you for that. I don't care what you've done in your past, what you're doing right now, or what you're going to do in the future. Jesus can forgive you for that. And that's what he offers. He's offering the forgiveness of sin. Have you received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? As I come to a close, Merrill Lynch used to make a commercial about this bull in a china shop. This bull came through this door, had these long horns, and they had these expensive china, all in that china shop. You saw those nice glasses and those nice cups and those nice saucers. You saw all those nice plates, and that bull began to just weave his way through. That's China shop. Didn't bump anything, didn't touch anything, didn't tie up anything. And he made it all the way through that China shop. Went right on out the door. And they were saying that Merrill Lynch is not like the other stockbrokers. You need somebody that's very careful, that's dealing with your future. And they say, "We are very delicate when we deal with your future. Matter of fact, we're just like that bull. We are a breed apart." Do you know why Jesus can do what nobody else can do and forgive you of your sins? Because Jesus is not your ordinary man. He's a God man. He's a breed apart. Thank God. Amen. For Jesus. Amen. Father, we thank you this morning for showing us in the Word that nobody but Jesus can offer us the forgiveness of sins. Nobody but Jesus can remove, take away our sins. Nobody but Jesus have ever proved that he has the authority to forgive us of our sins. I pray that you'll take this message this morning, make it real clear in somebody's heart and mind that they'll come on who was wrestling with, "Should I give my life to Jesus?" Pray, Lord, that you are impressed upon their heart. Yes, go on and do it today, because nobody else can forgive us of our sins. We thank you and we praise you, for it's in Jesus' wonderful name we pray.
Bread of life sent down from glory.
If you would like a copy of the message you have just heard in its entirety, would you please call the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or visit our new website at alookinabook.com. Again, that is alookinabook.com. And come on and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And until next time, let's take a look in the book.